My name is Robert Pulley, and my piece is titled Ascending. It's 12 foot tall, made of ceramic material. It's handmade ceramic. It's very organic and abstract. And it's natural colors. It's very stony looking. And at the same time, there's a little bit of the figure in it. And it is put together with blocks, and the blocks give it a sense of being kind of architectural in a way, almost like stones, old stones that have worn down, stacked up. There's a sense of kind of growth to the form, and also a sense of age to it. It looks patinaed with age, and there's a sense that there's textures where they look like segments have maybe fractured away from it. Physically, the work is very simple. It's made with coils of clay. The coils are fat and they're pinched. So it's built from the ground up when I'm working on it with coils of clay that are put down, pinched up to about 4 inches high, and then it's allowed to stiffen. And the next day, another coil is put on, pinched up. And then at the end of when it gets about a foot tall, I cap that and start with another layer. And those are built up over about a four-month period. Not every day, but most days going out and working on it. The idea for the form relies a lot on improvisation and chance. I make little models that are done very quickly with, in this case, fired clay chunks that have had holes drilled in them that are linked together with wire and the space between them filled with plaster. And these are done very kind of intuitively and quickly. When I'm getting ready to start new work, I'll do 10 of them and then see if there's anything worth building. So the sense of a kind of vitality to the work that partially comes from this improvisational, chance-driven process. And then these pieces I'm talking about are maybe like 6 or 8 inches tall. And then as I'm building the piece on a daily basis, I'm kind of imagining where I am on the sculpture as it goes up. And it transforms in the process as well. So my work is very evolutionary. There's kind of a vocabulary that I've developed over time. I do a lot of work that's more human scale than these. I've done about a dozen of these big pieces over a 15-year period. But most of the work is a little over 4 feet tall in single pieces. So I don't actually set about to make a certain kind of statement, though the work has a unity to it that's based on kind of a way of working and a vocabulary that's developed over time, which involves this sense of organic growth and geological fracturing and age. I really like the idea of stone, though I don't do a lot with stone, but the idea of stone to me is a material that's the oldest thing we can find, in our environment. Look at a piece of stone in northern Indiana where I grew up. It's out in the field. It came from someplace up in Canada millennia ago and was pushed there by glaciers and rolled around and fractured and scored. And so you can pick up these stones and just there's a sense of age and kind of history to them. And I like that. I was thinking about where I used to hike as a kid back in the woods and along the creeks. There would be glacial stones that would be in the creek bank and roots of trees that were enveloping the stone. There's something about that that I thought was really powerful. The tree being maybe 50 years old and the stone being millions of years old and they're tangled up in this kind of unlikely embrace, So there's something there that I liked. My name is Robert Pulley, and the title is Ascending.